Okay, Boker Tov, good morning, everybody. Just one. Okay. All right, what did we do yesterday? I don't know what we got up to. Anybody out there that remembers what we got up to yesterday? Yesterday we spoke about the different nishoinas that Kladosot had been through. And we noted that the current situation is quite unique. That the nishoin today is against each individual Jew, wherever he may be. The Torah will sprout it. We have all the facilities. We have all the Yiddishkeit we need. But the inner world of the Jew has become defrayed. And the milchama today is against that individual aspect of the Jew. And the entire world is aiming at that. The entire world is aimed at filling the void that's been created by taking anything meaningful out of people's lives. And then you're left with a void, and that void gets filled with what the wise men of this generation are busy doing, is more entertainment, more fun, more things to take your time, to waste your time, so that you feel somehow a bit alive. I think that's where we got up to. Kuf Mem Dalid. Don't know why I have a mark here. Yeah, we didn't do this. I don't know where Baruch is. Do you know where we got up to yesterday? I think it's here.
Kuf Mem Dalet, Kuf Mem Hey.
Yeah, Kuf Mem Dalet, but where in Kuf Mem Dalet? We finished that whole stickle?
I don't have a line.
Yeah, neither do I. Hey, let's go from here. Bemili Macheris. We'll go from there, from the second last paragraph there. Nitain loyme kinisain derene mitnael oides ha'amud ha'shlishi. Shehu omad ha'chesed. We spoke yesterday about the first avoider was the avoider of Akrova, the Kabonis, the avoider. Then we saw the avoider of Torah. No, we didn't. We're going to go from here. And then this last Amud, the last Milchama, the one we read, is called Amud HaChesed. What's it got to do with Chesed? Let's see. Shekain kamo le'il yisoid midas ha'chesed shaleh noto Avram Avinu es ohaloi. On the foundations of Chesed, that's where Avraham Avinu pitched his tent. The Ikka Chesed of Avraham Avinu, the Ikka Chiddush of the Chesed of Avraham Avinu was that he was doing Chesed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kizu HaSheresh HaKol Midas HaToiv Sheboilam. That's the Sheresh of the entire Bria. All the Midas HaToiv in Olam is that Chesed. Because it has with it in the understanding of why I'm here, what's my purpose in this world. And that is to be the recipient of Hashem's good. But not just to be the recipient, but to earn that good, because that's what he wants to give. So when I'm doing that and I recognize that, I'm doing chesed for Kodesh Baruch Hu Kiviyochel. Rakim nikes erech malo seinu amitis. That you can only do when you recognize who you really are. V'neide b'ayfen boruk lifi oisus seder shekolosh b'ochu b'riyas oilom. The way that Kolosh b'ochu created the world, the marechet, the way he set up the world, the way he created the world, yesh miayin, v'nitztaruch lanu. He created the world in such a way that he needs us. Of course, Hashem doesn't need anything. That's all we need. But we've spoken about that enough times. The way he set up the world was for us to receive the good that he wants to give us. So therefore, he needs us, because if we don't earn it, he can't give it to us. It's the only way that I'm aware of. Maybe other ways. If you know, I'm more than happy to hear. To meet my dad with the unbelievable sinness of this generation is to first of all understand the greatness of a Jew, of me, understand how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs me, and understand what's the why of my life. If a person loses sight of the why of his life, if his betochen is not worked on and developed and built, and his betochen just starts unraveling, so then it becomes impossible to go through life today in a functional way. It's impossible. You can't. It's just not shaykh. You lose the why of your existence. The challenges are unbearable. It's just not shaykh. I think that's clear. Therefore, a person has to work on this. But you read it this morning, and that's good. And then you go back to there's a law of it. This has to be built and developed and worked on. If you think about it, go meditate, look at it. I'm not saying this, but if you look at it, you'll see that the roots of most of where we fall short is in the Yush. We get to a point where we just think, ach, so what? So what I do is not so important, and what I think and what I say is a local kach. Doesn't have any major cosmic ramifications. So my mishaneh what I do. Umitoich kach anu matirim latzmenu lischaf acha hamayim azedoyni vatzmetzifim asoylom. We lose track of reality. We lose track of the value of this life. Moshe Rabbeinu achieved unbelievable perfection in his life. And when Hashem wanted to take his life already, he'd reached his, his time was up. He fought and begged to stay here longer. What was he going to do here? He perfected himself in a way that, there was no way. No, because he understood the value of this world. He understood what he was doing in this world. For sure, what's waiting in the next world is beyond the beauty and the chesed and the joy and the tainug and the pleasure we're going to have in the world. For sure, no one's saying not. But to earn it, the value of this world, every moment of value in this world, to learn some more, to perfect oneself more and more and more, is, and we don't, because we just think that we're not important enough. We don't recognize the incredible importance of our lives. And that's what Avraham Avinu discovered, and that's what he gave us. He gave us that understanding of how incredibly choshuv our lives are. Not doing big things. It doesn't mean that we our lives are choshuv, therefore you've got to go and you've got to build and do. No. The person in his own world, doing what he's doing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being mischesed in the Borei Olam, doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do in his own, each person according to his own unique tachlis in this world. Everybody's got a unique job in this world. So he has to find out what that unique tachlis is. And then he has to go about fulfilling it. But recognizing that's a very important part of the Bria. The whole reason why the Bria is created is Bishvili. And when you understand and you live with that, it takes on a whole different, your life takes on a different character, different dimension, different sense of urgency. Our job is to be like Avraham Avinu in his time. He stood against the entire world without anyone before him, without any precedence, without any rebbe, without anyone to teach him, without anybody to help him. Avraham Avinu hitrachek mi'oiv da avodah zorah biyomov. He fled from the avodah zorah of his day. Before he even recognized the Shem, he understood there was something intrinsically wrong with the Avodah Zorah, and he fled from it. He was prepared to give up his life when they threw him into the Kiv Shanei Shidun. Hashem was going to save him. If he did, then what's the big deal? If you have a sign guarantee from the Shem, jump into the Kipsha Nation, nothing will happen to you. So then big deal, who wouldn't jump into the Aish? He didn't know, he thought he's going. That's it, game over. V'achena chasam sofer, the heilige chasam sofer kosev, ki etzem il chamosov shalam revinu bo'ev de psini maise asur olof. Very interesting. Listen to this. The etzim el chom of Avram Avinu against the Avodah Zorah was offered to him. It was considered like he was committing suicide. Va'amnam mishum kach noch tzadik lo lelechem b'yam. Noch paskin that it was also to fight against them, because they'll kill you. They'll kill you, and you're not allowed to commit suicide. Ula Avram Avinu anu onus. Avram Avinu said, "You're right, but what can I do? I'm honest. I need lo yochol." This Indian say, "Who lo yochol is bolat hasheker v'yotzei melchama." He couldn't boil the sheker. He couldn't. He just couldn't. According to the strict halacha, nachat nach tzadi, because 100% correct. You're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to go fight against him. It's a kanon of fashas. You know, the Brisker Rov wouldn't allow hafganot. He wouldn't allow protest. The Brisker Rov, the Torah world generally is against hafganot. It's not a Torah way of doing things. We don't zelo derech shelanu. Sometimes there's a need. You have to know when. Aval the Gedolei Israel generally don't call for hafganot. Nobody understood what the Brisker Rov's reasons were. Well, what's wrong with hafganot? So some people say it's bittul Torah, it's bittul this, it's chil Hashem. No, he held it because it's a kanon of fashas. Protest. Hafganot, to protest, to go out and protest. Huh? Whatever the protest is, no, it could be spiritually also. Whatever. Well, I'll give you an example now where he did allow it and why he allowed it. He was against protest. You know what his reason was? It's a kanon nefoshes. It's a kanon nefoshes. You see the way the police behave. You could get killed out there, Rahman al-Islam. To put yourself into a danger, you're not allowed to do that. It's awesome. The only time he ever allowed protests was when they wanted to conscript the girls into the army, which he held was Yarag Val Yavo. Then he sent people out to protest because he said, anyway, it's Yarag Val Yavo. So the worry of Sakona is not a worry anymore. So therefore he was matir protest. Besides the fact that you see Gedolei Yisrael, everything's based on halacha. It's not some the politically motivated. But I'm just saying, Avraham Avinu, what was doing was Poshut Osir. The Chasam Sofer says it, not me. You got complaints in Fax Pressburg, as in Lokmanks of Kushu Alai. The Chasam Sofer held that Avraham Avinu was also. Noach was right. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to commit suicide for your values. No one is forcing him to worship Avodah Zorah. It's Emashu Acher. If they're forcing you to worship Avodah Zorah, you have to give your life. It's one of the three things, the Yarag Val Yavo. Well, he could have stayed at home. No one would have come and dragged him out and made him worship Avodah Zorah. He went out to fight against the Avodah Zorah. And risk his life. That's awesome. That you're not allowed to do. The state of Chosam Sefer Paskins is also to do that. So Noach was right. So what about Avram? How did he allow himself to do it? He didn't. He was honest. He couldn't. The Moedic insight that. Unbelievable piece of Chosam Sefer that. Moshe Malda Avedoim. Yudi Nikla Bechaburus Kabolim Kanabolim. Eichle Odom. Today, they have still people out there, I don't know, in Papua New Guinea or whatever, Mustama, they have still people that, in the Amazon, they are people that still cannibals, they eat each other, whatever, yeah?
Fortunately, no witnesses like that.
Yeah, you're right, we don't have any witnesses about that, anyway. As Yodaya Kishaso Sfuros, this guy got caught and he understands, any minute now, he's going to be lunch. So he doesn't know what to do. He gets an idea. You know, when you're pushed against the wall, you come up with good ideas, yeah? What are you going to get if you eat me? You'll get 70, 80 kilos of prime beef and if you let me live, I'm a very talented, qualified engineer, and I can mitkadem your shevet. I can give you an enormous amount of benefits. Bro, I can give you unbelievable profits. Rosh HaKadosh Mishtachnei Midvarov, the Rosh Kanabolim, the chief there, he understood what the guy was saying. I'm a kabbal. Avada, we agree. We're not going to kill you. We're not going to eat you. We're going to let you become the, you know, you can become the Yoitzi and you can make us, and you can help us to meet Kadem, whatever. But on one condition, Ish Novulu Maskil, Olav Lanatzelet Kishnois of the Tovus Hashevet, ולכן עליו לשמש כמדריך שלהם. If you want to join us, you want to be part of our world. You're gonna madrich us. You're gonna teach us whatever. Well, you have to be prepared to join us and follow our minhagim. So you have to oichel mam bnei adam. You have to sit with us and lelamed us some keitzad letzud bnei adam. We want to see, because what's very important to us is how we catch people, how we eat people. So we want to see how you're gonna do that. We'd like to see your new technological advancements in how you catch and cook and eat people. קייד זלף, אין שלום כבדוימה. רגע שהימא זו, מי שעדיין לא איבא צלם אנוש לחלוטין, יהיה מוכן למות 1,000 times, ולבד שיהיו לו עץ מלפוך לקלב או לא יכל עודו. In order to save his life, what does he have to do? He's got to go trap a man, bring him in, kill him, eat him, and then they'll not believe that he's working for the best interests of the tribe. Now, who's going to do that? If you haven't lost your last vestiges of what it means to be a human being, So you die 1,000 deaths before you do something like that. So you tell me, yeah, but it's also to save his life. For sure he has to do that. But I'd rather die than do that. I'm lo yachol, I'm honest. As I'm revino evin v'chash ki ha-sheker shebo chayim kol yesh v'tevel hu noir v'dov v'nechshot cannibalism. To him, that was like cannibalism. The meals, the yuch, the disgustingness of what he saw, the sheker he saw in the world was like for us, let's say cannibalism. He couldn't do that. He was honest. He didn't recognize Hashem. Hashem hadn't revealed himself to him yet. He couldn't tolerate the sheker. He didn't know what the truth was yet, but he knew that it wasn't that. That was sheker. ולכן קצד ראשון הוא ברח מן השקר. The first thing he did is he ran from the shaker. His father slept him off to Nimrod, and Nimrod said to him, why don't you worship what we're worshiping? And there's all the whole midrash there, the whole story, what happened there. And he threw him into the Kivshan Esh. According to Noach, you're not allowed to do that. Chasam Sefer Noach was right. But what can I do? I'm honest. I'm lo yochol. על פי עשר דרך עלינו לחוש בודרנו כאילו ים הטייבס והבידוד המציף את כל העולם כולו קניבליזם. Today, the social media, I don't get the social media thing because I'm not there and I don't know what it is and it's not fair for me to talk about things that I don't know. אני לא יודע מה זה. But the stories are, yeah, זה קניבליזם כפשוטה. Young lives are being eaten alive, destroyed, unbelievable. Unbelievable what goes on out there. The degree of degradation and dehumanization and the sheker, and it's beyond control. So you'll tell me, yeah, but you have to, duh, you can't do business in that. Puck, besides, and he honors. You're asking me to eat people alive, and he loyochol. I'm sorry, and he loyochol. Ain kol hevdel bein achilas bnei adam chaim lebein sreifas neshamas yudit. There's a difference between eating somebody alive or burning Jewish neshamas. Hatikshoret haksuva vahamudberes, hamachshavim vahinternet alayim ketaya gazim, ukemasreifas treblinka vahashvitz, haim haya oile bedaito alman duhu. This is what he says, and it offends people, so if you're offended, ain malasot. I told you, a certain rabbi told me that he never let Rav Taub into his shul again to speak because he compared the internet to Auschwitz, you know. So that's fine. So Rav Taub never spoke in his shul anymore. But it didn't stop the fact that the internet is very doimel Auschwitz. Could be even worse, like Rav Lashov said. To kill a Jew, you take his guf away from him. To destroy his neshama, you've just taken his olam haba away from him. It's much worse. Much worse. Yield assimilation was much worse than Auschwitz. Pialoch, I'm talking about. The Dover Poshut. Person dies as Kiddush Hashem, his olam haba is fully intact. He goes straight there. You take away person's neshama as whatever you left him with. It's much worse.
Say, think about the assimilation rate in
America. For sure. Numbers could be much worse. Much worse. Rabbi Lashav held it was much worse. Much worse. The Reb Noach was always shrying. He couldn't understand why they didn't form a Vada Tzola. Where's the Vada Tzola? You know, when the Holocaust was going on, there was Vada Tzola. People worked Yom HaVelayda to save people from the gas chamber. And today, where's the Vada Tzola? See, that's what he did. That's why he started Aish, was the Vada Tzola, to save as much people as he could. Just more people assimilated, whatever. Anyway, that's another discussion. But the bottom line here is to have to understand that there's something that's destroying Jewish lives. Would anybody have the chutzpah, the degradation, the I don't know what the word is, la tzitzigalia la noisa me esha masreifos? Would anybody go light a cigarette on one of the ovens there in Auschwitz? They're busy burning bodies and whatever. You go light your cigarette off that? I mean, no one would do such a thing. Somebody who causes someone to sin is worse than somebody that kills him, which is poshut. A person has to menatek from the things that are disgusting there. I'm not saying that a person doesn't need it for work, he doesn't need it for whatever, but I'm not telling you to throw. I mean, I'm giving share on the internet, so what are you going to tell me? Get rid of your internet, no more internet, whatever. A person has to know how to use the tailing properly. Rav Simcha Wasserman Zatzal told me there's nothing good or bad in the world. Everything's pirate, you have to know how to use it. But this is not a simple key to use without getting into trouble about the media, the news, the sheker. It's kulu sheker, 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 sheker. The whole thing. It's cool sheker that a person can put out a psak from Gedolei Yisrael al pi sheker. Somebody went onto the internet and put out a psak, forged Gedolei Yisrael signatures and put out a psak in America in the name of the five Gedolim in America. Says they also to take the chisun. Now, whether it's also mutas elo an osepo, could be that they hold it is os, I don't know. There happened to be that it's kulu sheker. But that a person can make ease to do such a thing, a frum Jew can go and mamash spread sheker. And when you tell sheker to one person, it's one thing. But when you go on the internet, you tell sheker, and the dava sof, how did you do tshuva for something like that? How did you do tshuva for the bizoy natoida for that? Echatau said it. So I don't have a solution for the social media and for the internet. I don't have a solution to that. That's a universal problem. I don't have a solution to it. The goyim don't have a solution for the problem. The chilonim don't have a solution to the problem. They're watching what it's doing to them and their children, and they see it much clearer than we do. We don't always see it so clearly because we have this veneer of frumkeit around us, so we think it's all good. Well, it's not so posh. I don't have a solution to the problem. I don't know. That's not my business. I can protect myself. But to protect yourself, you have to understand that there's something disgusting out there. Something disgusting, despicable. So you have to utilize it in a way that it's not disgusting. You know, heroin is also not a good thing. You wouldn't give it to your kids. But if a person needs morphine, it's the best thing available. It's a gewaldic good thing. So how do you use it? How do we use the resources that Hashem's given us? If you use it correctly, so then it's gewaldic. And if you don't, so then it's not so poshut. But I don't know any positive way to use social media. Social media is totally out of control. I don't have to, I mean, listen, it's whatever. You work it out for yourselves. I don't care if the movie's got a hechsha. Was my kesha. What's it got to do with us? I remember Pinkas Zatzal many years ago used to say, I'm telling you, Rabbi Sad, there are going to be movies one day with the Hechsha from the Eidech Haredes, but that's Eidech Haredes. There'll be movies with Hechsha from Eidech Haredes. He said, and I'm telling you now, it's Treif. Treif Gomel. That's what it is. You know, there's a... Rosh Giacho used to tell this story when we used to talk about things like this. If I mentioned it here before, there was a young girl, she had a certain disease. And the doctors decided, they passed, and that the only thing that could save her was if she ate chazir. It's not so far-fetched, because there was a time, I remember, where eating chazir was a cure for asthma. I remember there was tshuvas on this about whether you could feed a child a chazir in order to cure him from asthma. 40, 50 years ago, it was such a thing. So this girl actually...
That happened to my father as well.
Yeah?
That happened to my father. My father's got Gaucher's disease, sorry to disturb the Rav. He was lying in hospital and... Thank you. He was lying in hospital at the age of 16 before Gaucher's was properly discovered by science. And they did blood tests and discovered a lacking of the enzyme. And they saw the only supplement was a big pile of bacon. And the nurse came into the room and said, here's your pile of bacon, please eat. And my father said, no, thank you. And my father's Rebbe walked into the room and said, eat the pork.
Eat the pork, supplement.
Yeah. It's for your health. My father ate pork.
Wow. No. It happened to my brother as well. So that's how I know about it. You're not disturbing. This is a Vard. Vard's where people talk and share. Shkoch Godel. Well, somebody here whose father had to eat pork. He had Gaucher's disease, and they made him eat pork, and his rabbi told him, you have to eat it, for sure. For sure. Pekuach nefesh is doicha kol haTorah kuloi. That's for sure. That's not even a shala. Anyway, so this girl, she said, listen, if she has to eat pork, she has to eat pork, but she wants him to shecht it. Bad enough she has to eat chazer. This is not a real story, okay? It's a marshal, it's a whatever, it's a limud, it's a deep limud. She wants it shechted. So they said, what do you mean you're a shecht of chazer? Where am I going to find a sheikh? She's going to be shecht of chazer. So they said to the sheikh, listen, that's a girl, she's young, she's sick. They say, hey, said shecht the pig, what do you care? So they said, fine, whatever. He went and he, without a broch, obviously, and he shechted the chazer. So they brought it to her. She said, one second, did somebody check the lungs? Did somebody see? Maybe it's a treifa. So I was talking nonsense. Go check a chazer for. She said, listen, if I'd bad enough, I have to eat chazer. I have to eat treifas as well. I'm not interested. I wanted to check. So they went back to the sheikh, and he was like, give me a favor. They said, just check it. So he had a look, and dafka on the lung, there was a shala. There was a shala in one of the lungs. So they went to the rov. So the rov looked at the lung. He said, listen, there's nothing wrong with this lung, but what do you want me to do? Mati rechaza? You know, what do you mean to say? Yes, say it's kosher. Okay, so it's a vault. It's a joke. You do whatever you want with it. You get it, you get it. You don't. I'm sorry. But that's the vault. You want me to give a hechsher to something which is treif? Yeah, but it's kosher. There's no Lashon Hora, there's no girls, there's no princess, whatever. Yeah, but the whole thing's chazer to start with. It's chazer to start with. The whole modality, the whole concept of a yid sitting and just doing nothing and being entertained, it's just such not a Jewish thing. That's a big nisoyin. There's a big nisoyin, a massive nisoyin. But at least we need to know what nisoyin we're involved in and what we're up against. Person has we can't hide away from it anymore. That's the problem. 30 years ago, you could still hide it, but today you can't hide away from it. It's everywhere. We have to teach ourselves and teach our children how to meet more dead with a sheker. To remember who we are. If you know who you are and you understand a chosh of you are and you have good, healthy Jewish pride. You won't get caught up with all the latest things. You'll sit, you'll wait, you'll see what happens, what goes on. You don't have to grab the latest news and everything, and then the latest toy and the latest tzatzka. You don't know, slowly check it out. We don't have anything to do with the shtus out there, with the narishkat out there. Ama doim lo chamor. You're the elite crack troops, the inner circle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are you playing out with the little troopers outside there? You know, the guys out there playing in the mud. I'll tell you even better. We're adults. So why are you playing in the sandpit with a bunch of children? The Ikka message of a Jew is grow up, become more mature. That's the whole of Koheles. The whole Torah is designed to help us go from being, if you don't believe me, look at the Kli Yakor in Parshas Toldos, where he discusses the difference between a Yaakov and an Esav. But the job of a Yaakov is to mature. The job of an Esav is to get bigger. Just get bigger so you can conquer the world. You have your five taivas, you have your five senses and taiva, and you have everything you need, go and build. Just get a bit bigger. Yaakov starts off with nothing he needs in this world, and he has to slowly develop and grow and mature until the greatest things he'll do will be just before he dies. But you have to grow up. Why are you playing in the sandpit with a bunch of kids? Kids need to play in the sandpit. It's good for them. If we understand who we are and we recognize and value who we are, so then the nisoyin becomes much smaller. Anyways, Rat Hashem, we'll carry on that tomorrow. And the person has to go home and think. At least if you're thinking about it, no matter what you're doing, but at least you're thinking about what's going on there. It's already, you're in a different world. The Seder. Have a good day. Enjoy your Sega.
Thank you.